From NPR News, this is News in Notes. I'm Tony Cox. Connecticut has become the first state to have an openly gay black lawmaker in its General Assembly. Last week, State Representative Jason Bartlett told local reporters that he is gay. Six openly gay legislators are already serving in Connecticut, but Bartlett's announcement makes him the first African American serving in a state legislative body to be open with his homosexuality. It is one thing to be black and gay, but to be a black gay Democrat with a mostly white Republican constituency, well, on paper at least, looks challenging. Representative Jason Bartlett is with us now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tony. It's great to be here.
So how big a deal do you think it is, your coming out?
Well, I think any time any public official comes out, it's a big deal still at this point in our history. For myself, it's a little bit more of a challenge. As you said in your opening remarks, my district is 96% white. So there is already a distance in terms of looking in the mirror. I don't fit the demographic as an African-American. So I was still successful on my third try. I made it to the legislature, and now I've shared with what I call my larger family and have told them that I'm gay as well. And in some ways, I guess I've increased my percentages because I went from 4% to hopefully 10%. Or maybe a combined of 14 or somewhere in that.
I was going to ask
area.
You, as a matter of fact, do you consider Connecticut to be a gay-friendly state? And I say that in part because with six other gay legislators already in office there, what the real difference might be for you as an African-American in that role?
Well, I think being African-American and gay presents certain challenges. I think I have a responsibility now to speak on some issues, both in the African-American community and in the gay community, because there's differences and there's different kinds of priorities. So I think being the first, which I didn't really recognize until I came out, puts a little bit of pressure on me to get it right and be a little bit appropriate.
What's been the response since you've come out?
It's been pretty good. I mean, we had a session day that day, and certainly my colleagues in the legislature were very positive. I got a lot of thumbs up. I got some hugs. I got some jokes thrown my way. So it was good up here in Hartford. And in terms of the district, people have emailed me. I had a gentleman email and say, you know, I'm white, I'm heterosexual. We don't have a lot in common, but I respect your decision, and I think you made the right one, and you'll get my vote.
Now, what about in your personal life? You talked about how the public has responded. What about in your family and in your personal relationships with a partner, for example?
Well, my family is known for some time, so that was a matter of, you know, touching base with them. I think there was a little bit of angst in terms of, you know, coming out publicly for them, but they've been supportive and they'll continue to be supportive. My kids, they were great. Some of their friends didn't really realize, so they had some conversations. In my personal life, I'm single at this time, so didn't have to worry about the partner's reaction.
Let me ask you about this, because when you're out and about in the public, and whether or not how that affects your ability to be yourself, and I say that in part because of another question I wanted to ask you, but let me get to that one first. When you're in the public, how difficult, if at all, is it for you to be who you are, and how difficult was it for you to be who you are?
Well, it's definitely, I think it's difficult. I call it placing oppression on yourself, because what you do is you create distance between yourself and your reality around you. When you do it with your family, you're keeping a secret from your family, so there's a certain intimacy that you can't have. And when you do it with the public and you're in the public eye, there's a certain distance. So you do create a certain oppression. Just in the interview, for example, I'm sitting there. I walk in. They tell me they're going to videotape the interview. So I thought about that for a second, and I said, okay. And I sat down, and, you know, it was a little uncomfortable at first. Then about halfway through, I got a little bit more comfortable, kind of crossed my legs, you know, starting to feel a little comfortable. And all of a sudden, in the back of my head, I said, you know what? I might look gay right now. Maybe I should uncross my legs and square my chest up and fold my hands and put them in front of them and try to look more conservative. So I think you have these little conversations with yourself, and when you're in the public eye, you're always kind of aware of how people are interpreting you and how you're coming across.
That's very interesting. Here's my final question, and I do appreciate your coming on, and it's this. You share the exact same name as a Major League Baseball shortstop for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, Jason Bartlett.
I think I beat him on the Googles now.
I was going to say, has that coincidence ever presented an awkward moment for you?
No, but I went to Major League Baseball's website and I bought his jersey, and I wear it around from time to time. And when I'm in New York or Connecticut, people want to know why I have the Minnesota Twins jersey, you know, so that's been kind of fun and good.
That's an interesting story. I appreciate your sharing it with us, Representative Bartlett. Connecticut State Representative Jason Bartlett, last week he became the first African-American state legislator to officially announce that he is gay. He joined us from the Connecticut State Capitol building. Thank you again, sir.
Thanks so much, Tony.
Again, that was Connecticut State Legislator Jason Bartlett, and as we said last week, publicly announcing that he is gay.